the sugya of Patur Noshim Viktanim from Kriyashma and Mirat Hashem Simen Ayin Sif Aleph Bezen Gimel. The Gemara says, Noshim Vavodim Viktanim Patur Mi Kriyashma Mina Tvilo Tvilin Vechayovin Bitvilo Ubimezuzo Ubirchas Amazim. Women, Avodim and Ketanim are Potter from Kriyashma and Tvilin, and their Chayiv in Tvilo Mezuzo Ubirchas Amazim. Says Rashi, what's the Patur of Ketanim? Afilu Kotin Shegi Lechinuch Leitilo Al Ovid Lechamcha Bikriyashma Rashi learns that the chiyuv is that the Mishnah is talking about ketanim sheigiu lechlal chinuch, and even so they're potter. Why? Because they're not around at the time that they're not by next to their father at the time that it's man kriyashma. Now the reason why Rashi wasn't a farish like Tosfos that we're talking about ketanim shelo yigiu lechinuch, and it had to be mechadish that even with yigiu lechinuch there's a ptur, like the Rashba says. Because if it's talking about Tanim Shloigi Lechinuch, like the real, like Rabbi Natan learned, then why did the Tana say Dafka Ptur Min Kriyash Ma Min Atfilin Lechor the Potter from Kolamitzes Hamurz Bater? The Rashba's Madcha. That could be since we're handling Kriyash Ma, we say the Lachos of Kriyash Ma. Tefillin is also Shaykh to Kriyash Ma because it's part of Kriyash Ma. We mentioned Tefillin, but Lechor Bedas Rashi, the Rashba learns that since there's, if we'd be handling a Kotan Shleigi Lechinuch, would we be potter from all the mitzvahs? That's why Rashi learned we're talking about Dafka, Ptur of Kriyashma and Tvilin. Tvilin because it doesn't have Gofnochin. Kriyashma because it's something which is a limited time, and Einu Motzi Tomid Kishmagi Azman Kriyashma. The only Shaila is, if that's the case, that he's potter because he's not around his father at the time of the Chiyuv, then the Shaila is, like the Rishonim asked, why is Tvila different? How come they're Chayovim B'Tvila? L'chor also, Tvila is only an extra hour. Kriyashma is at Gimel Shoyis, and Tvila is at Dalad Shoyis. Why are Ketanim Chayev in Tvila? L'chor the same tour that they should have, because Einu Motzi Tomid B'Shas Kriyashma, they should say the same thing, Einu Motzi Tomid by his father, B'Shas Tvila. So, the Rimi Lunil, he says, that Tvila is longer, there's more time. Since there's more time, L'chor, then it Kinira, he is next to his father at some of the time, and Mamela, he's chayiv in tefila. The truth is that etzem tefila is not a miyuchat to any specific time of the day. It's shaykh to the entire day. There's no time that you can't daven, that a person can't daven. The tefila of shachar mincha maariv are a specific time, but tefila bichlalusa is a mitzvah which is shaykh to the entire day. The only thing is that l'chor the mashmaiz of Rashi is not that way. Rashi says v'chayav mitefila, the tefila rachmihi umidarabonanhi v'tiknu afli noshim v'dechim l'chaktanim. That the reason why Ketanim and Noshim are chayiv in Tvila is because it's Rachamim. It's Bakashas Rachamim. They need to ask for Rachamim from the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Mekayim all the things that they need. Slicha, Kapara, Refuah, Parnasa. And Memela, everybody's Mechayiv in that. V'tiknu af l'Noshim l'chinuch haKtanim. They're Mesakin it even for Chinuch haKtanim. The Mashmois is, it's not because that Be'etzem they're there, Bizman. Rashi just said Kripshutai, because why should it be any different than any other mitzvah? If it's a Gila Chinuch, and he's around his father, then he's Chayiv, like every other mitzvah. No, there's a special reason. The Mashmoy says, even though Be'etzim they should be Potter, since it's Rachim Yinunu, they're Chayiv. You could say that it's in a Hanami, they were Matal on their father, Achiyuv, like the Bir Alochas Mashma, that they're Matal on the father, Achiyuv, even though he's not really there so much at the time of this Man Kriyashma, but nevertheless, they're mechuyiv to be mechanech ketanim. Since it's Rachim Yinenu, Memela they're mechuyiv to be mechanech them, even though they're not there bizmanoi. The lashon of Rashi is l'fi she'inu motzi tomid kishmegi as Man Kriyashma. Tomid v'beis haknesses kishmegi as Man Kriyashma. But it's not that they're never by their father bizman Kriyashma. She'inu motzi tomid, Memela, since it's she'inu motzi tomid, therefore they weren't misakinin. But Tvila, which is Rachami, then even though they're Motzi some of the time, Lefonim, Lefer, that's enough of a Siba that Chazal should be misakin Din Chinuch by a Katan. The Shaila is, what's the difference that the father, he's not by the father, by Zman Kriyashma? Lefer, the whole Indian of Chinuch is Chanoich Lanaro Pidarkoi Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yosem Imenu. The reason why Mechanech a child is that he should be Rogel in the mitzvahs. That way when he turns 13, it shouldn't hit him like a ton of bricks, that he's now Mechuyiv in 613 mitzvahs. We're Margel him each mitzvah from the Zman of Chinuch, some mitzvahs from the time that he's 2, to say, Teretz Yivel Anu Moshe. Some mitzvahs Sukkah is even when he doesn't need his mother anymore. Some mitzvahs are only, 5 or 6. Some are when he's Shaykh Avilus is 9. It doesn't all happen at the same time. But the whole purpose of all chinuch is to be marigal akotan in mitzvah. If that's the case, then what's the difference if he's next to his father, he's not next to his father? We want to be marigal in mitzvah. We want to be marigal in mitzvah. In kriyashma, even if he's not around his father, the same chiyuv chinuch that he has for all the rest of the mitzvahs should be for kriyashma. Machdash says, what's the difference that he's not by his father? Ainu motzi tomid by his father, but lamaisa lachur, the sibo and the svara for the chinuch should be there. That it should be rogel mitzvah, should be a takana, that the katan should be mechuyiv in mitzvah. Then kriyashma. Lachur, the mashmois is that Rashi is latay me'ozel. It's machloikis on daf memchesam ar aleph. As to, between Rashi and Tosfos, who is the chiyuv chinuch mutalon? Rashi says, "Bekatan she in terms of bekatan shegiya lechinuch cholay aminin hachi." We don't say a katan shegiya lechinuch was mechuyim midarabanan could be mighty somebody else who's mechuyim midaraisa. Even though somebody, a gadol, who's mechuyim midarabanan to bench, is allowed to patter up somebody's mechuyim midaraisa to bench. Says Rashi, why don't we say that by a katan also? A katan is also mechuyim midarabanan to bench. He should be able to patter up somebody that's a gadol who's daraisa. Says Rashi, no. There's no chiyuv by a katan bechlal. The whole din chinuch, according to Shitas Rashi, is only a din that's mutl on the father. A child is not bar inshin, he's not bar deya bechlal. He's not something which is a chiyuv shayt v'katan. Is bepashtis until he's 13 years old. He doesn't have the chiyuvim bechlal of mitzvahs. He's not a bar inshin. The male is not shayach atakonas v'cham to be mechayiv a katan in chinuch in mitzvahs. The whole chiyuv, says Rashi, is dafk on the father. The chiyuv is mutl on the father that he should be mechayiv his child. If the child doesn't do it, the father gets petched, not the child. The chiyuv is on the father. B'meila, says Rashi, the fishin and motzi tomid kishmagi is man kriyishma. He's not by his father. Kishmagi is man kriyishma. B'meila, they weren't matl the chiyuv on the father. You're right. Be'etim it should be shaykh the din of chinuch by a child that he should be rogel in the mitzvah. But that's not the chiyuv chinuch. The chiyuv chinuch, according to Shitas Rashi, is on the father, not on the child. Tosis over there is chaylik. Can then Tosis the Shitas say Mimil over here learns differently? The shayla is, what do we do with the Gemara on Amud Beis? On the Chof Amud Beis, the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to bring a raya that Noshim Rechayiv and Birchas Amazin midaraisa. Why? Because it says Ben Mevarech LaAviv VaEven Mevarech LaRabbi VeYisha Mevarech LaBailo. In fact, the Gemara, Iyamet Bishlama deraisa, Asi deraisa, Mabik deraisa. Eliyamet derabana, Asi derabana, Mabik deraisa. Says the Gemara, Lachari of a raya, if a woman is mevarech to be mat, to patter up the chiyuv of her husband, then vice says she's mechuyim deraisa, because if she's only mechuyim derabana, how could she patter deraisa? Says the Gemara, Latamech, Kotan bar chiyuvahu, is a Kotan bar chiyuv. One of the three things that the Braisa just said was, Kotan is mevarech, ben mevarech laviv. Even mevarach l'rabbi, ish mevarach l'baylo. Now, kotan mevarach l'aviv. A kotan is a bar chiyuvo, and it says he can patter up his father. El hakol ma'eskina goin she'ochol shiur derabanan, da'osi derabanan, mapik derabanan. Says the Gemara, what is this talking about? We're talking about a hechatimsa, where the kotan ate a shiur, a kotan is mechuyiv in birchas amazin. The father only ate a shiur derabanan. Since the father only ate a shir darabanan, which bepash just means less than a shir tzviya, v'chaltav esavotav erachta, dafka shir tzviya is chayim midaraisa. If you have less than a shir tzviya, you're not chayim midaraisa, only chayim midarabanan. The father is only mechuyim midarabanan because he had less than a shir tzviya. The katan is mechuyim midarabanan, asi darabanan, mafik darabanan. So mamil, you have no raya by isha also. You can say the same thing by isha. It's not talking about where the person she's being moitzi had a shir daraisa, he only had a shir darabanan. Rashi over here says, speaks out mafurish. He says, Shir derabanan ki goin kizayis l'rameyor mikabeya l'rav Yehuda di midaraisa v'chal tevis avota v'rach teksiv. Midaraisa that's only chayim from a shir tzviyo. Av b'shirua ki hay lo yim chayim l'nirabanan. Shir less than a shir tzviyo, there's only a chiyu midarabanan. V'hilkach asi katon nirabanan u'mape godol. A katon who's only mechuyu midarabanan can be mape godol. Shaila is, mazay frektesis and afim chesem and beis on Rashi. According to Rashi, that holds that a katan is only mechuyiv. The katan is not even mechuyiv midarabanan. So what's pshat in this Gemara? Asi derabanan or mapik derabanan? It's not true. A katan is not mechuyiv even midarabanan. L'chura, the Gemara is mefurish not like Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that a katan is not mechuyiv, and l'chura that's pshat in Rashi and Omer Aleph. Rashi and Omer Aleph says that the reason why he's patur mekriyishma is because we can't be mechayiv the father because he's not next to the father. Vice says that the chiv is only on the father, it's not on the child. And Amud Beis, it says that the child is Chayim Midarabanan, and that's why he's allowed to patter up his father, who is also Chayim Midarabanan. L'chor, there is no chiv on the child. The child has no chiv whatsoever. The chiv is on the father, not on the child. As they practice it on Daf Yom Chesam Ad Beis. So the truth is that Rashi is not a shita yichido. The Ramban in Unzer Sugi learns the same way. The Ramban learns the Gemara declares on Chofam Ad Beis. We saw what's the Noshem Beberuch Zamazin Darai Sei Darabanan. L'may Nafkamini L'Fugirav Midei Chavasin. Or woman mechui midaraiso or midarabanan. Rashi says, what's a shayla b'chlal? Says Rashi, because they're not ba'aretz. They weren't given a chelik in the aretz. They weren't given a nachala. And the pasuk says, v'chaltav esavotav rachtas Hashem alekecha ala aretz ha-toyva, shenotan loch. And it wasn't aretz ha-toyva, shenotan loch. They weren't given a chelik in the nachala. So he says, chelik, he says, e-bazay. Then the chere kahanim elevim also weren't given a chelik in the nachala. Some are matkan say, no, they were given the memches or imigrosh. No. Says Taisus, no, the reason the suffix of the Gemara is out, the fact that it says, Kol shim, yeah, a person has to say, Kol shalei omar, bris v'ter le'yotei dechai v'atai, the male and woman are not shy to say, abrischos shechazam v'vizareinu v'atarosu shalim adetonu, they're not bris v'ter, the male, they can't be yaitse b'chlal. The Vayin says, t'nachai. Rashi L'chur didn't learn that way, because L'chur, what the Gemara means, that Kol shalei omar bris v'ter, is somebody that's in the parasha bris v'ter. Where somebody's not in the parsha bris material, then in Echonami they are yatsi dechavasan. Rashi had to come up with a p'tur that we see in the pasuk in the etim. It could be that with nashim in Echonami they have to say brachas mazon. They'll leave out those words. It's a shiloh. Can you be might see somebody else if they're mechuyim midaraisa? Can you might see somebody else if they're going to leave out the words and the husband will say those words? Exactly, that's a shiloh needed in the pasuk. But you have no raya b'chlal from the fact koshlei omar bris material means somebody that's shayach to bris material. If you don't see bris material, they're not going to be mechuyim. The male Rashi looked for women that are not shy to bris v'ter in Echonami. They're going to be yoytzei their chiv even without saying bris v'ter. So Rashi looked for a makor that they weren't even given the chiv in the first place. The whole the chiv of birch zemazin is dafka for somebody who has al aretz ha-toyva shenotan loch. A woman weren't given a chelik in the nachalo, weren't given a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. The male not mechuyim in birch zemazin. That's the clear of the Gemara. The Gemara tries to bring urayas madcha, and it's a bayit d'leiv shita at the end of the day. The Gemara is not poishet the shayla whether or not Noshim or Chayim midaraiso or midarabanan. How do we pass an halacha lemaiso? It's machlokes rishonim. The Rosh says that lechor it's a suffik, suffik daraiso. So shayla, maybe they're not machuim midaraiso. Mameila mi suffik, they can't be mighty anoshim midei chavosin. They're not able to Pater up since Ken Zayin they're only mechuyim in the Rabbanan, Mamela they can't be mighty a man in their chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon since they're mechuyim in the Raisa. It's a suffik. Had we known that they're mechuyim in the Raisa, they wouldn't be able to pater. Since it's only a suffik, whether or not mechuyim in the Raisa, they cannot pater. L'chur, another nafkamin would be the other way around. Let's say a man ate a chiyuv mid Rabbanan, a shir Rabbanan, and a woman ate a shir Raisa. So Mamela, the man is only Mechuyim Midarabanon, and the woman is Mechuyim Midaraisa. It could be she's Mechuyim Midaraisa. It's a suffix, maybe she's Mechuyim Midaraisa. So how could the man patter up the Chiv of the woman on the side that she's Mechuyim Midaraisa? The Chiv is only Mechuyim Midarabanon. That's what somebody, Echon Ibn Echabur, asked. So the truth is that the Rush talks about a similar case. And the Chiv is totally in how you understand this Rush, and that's one of the reasons I'm speaking it out, is because this Rush is the Makar for the din arvus when you get to Noshim, which is they get a lot of halachas lamaisa, halacha lamaisa. So shayla, how you learn the Rush? The Rush asks the question. The Rush says, "Zol zayin that Noshim are only mechuyim midarabanan." What did I just say? So something whether or not Noshim are mechuyim midaraisa midarabanan. If they're only mechuyim midarabanan, they can't patter up men. If they are mechuyim midaraisa, they could. In fact, the Rush, why is that? L'chur the Gemara memches is mevur that somebody that eats a shir derabanan, a kizayis, he eats a shir derabanan. He's allowed to patter up a man that eats a shir derabanan. Is allowed to patter up a man, another man who eats a shir deraisa. So we see that somebody that's mechuyim derabanan could patter up as somebody that's mechuyim deraisa. So even if nashim are only mechuyim derabanan, why can't they patter up a man who's mechuyim deraisa? Why is it different than a man who's mechuyim derabanan that he patters up mechuyim deraisa? Says the Rosh, no, there's a difference between nashim and anoshim. A man can patter up another man, even if he only had a shir derabanan, because he's in the parasha of Arvis, he says. His lashon is
Voidami, the ish afagav shli ochol klum, dinu shi yifter sachirim, the kol yisrael arim zebazeh. Mi ikra adin, even if a man didn't need anything, al tzedin of arvus, he should be able to patter up bench for somebody else. Elamid rabbanan amr shli yivarachu birchas hanen, b'lei hano. Chazal said, you shouldn't make a bracha, something which is also a birchas hanen, you shouldn't make without, you shouldn't be mavarech if you weren't nene. And if you should ochol kizayis, afa bishlein, it's chayel mid rabbanan, moitiz sachirim shachol kizayis tmiyo. There's a takanas chachamim to say that they shouldn't make a bracha unless they eat something. But really, meikar adin as kol yisrael arivim zelazel, so they know arvus they could patter up somebody's chiv even if they didn't anything. She'orif hu ba'avurim va'olov hu la'atzilin min ha'ovein v'lifter isan min ha'mitzvah. Every man is mechuyav for every other man. Aval isha ina b'chlal ha'arvus, lakach ina mitzia l'misha chiyuv midarabanan. A woman is b'chlal not an arvus. The whole din that a man who's a darabanan kapata daraisa, it's not just the fact that he's a darabanan, he doesn't even have to be a darabanan. There's a din arvus. Even if he wouldn't be mechuyav in darabanan b'chlal, even if he didn't need anything. Since it's a din arvus, he'd be able to patter him up. A woman is b'chlal, not in the parish of arvus. Says the Dogam Rvava, the Tzlach, Dogam Rvava, in Simin Reishai and Aleph, in the halachas of Kiddush, says the Dogam Rvava, halacha lemaisa, that lechura, if a man davins Mariv on Friday night, he's yoyti his chiv Kiddush midaraisa with vayichulu, or ayin shaman the biralach, who's Mariv, lechura yafi maski yoyti ismatayim, maybe it's v'shomru, he declares, your yoyti your chiv daraisa of Kiddush in Tzvila. You only mechuyim with the Rabbanu. You come home, we just saw, Noshim B'Kiddush, Kiddush Ayurim is Daraisa. Noshim Archaiv, we saw the Gemara says in Chavon Beis, that Noshim Archaiv is Daraisa in Kiddush Ayurim. Your wife didn't have a Marv. Maybe she did. But not Mechuyiv too, we saw. She didn't have a Marv. Memela, she's Mechuyiv with Daraisa in Kiddush. You're only Mechuyiv with Darabana in Kiddush. It's Mefurish in the Rosh, that women aren't Bechlal Arvis. And if the only reason that Darabana can patter up a Daraisa, even though he's not Mechuyiv with Davar, is because of the Din of Arvis, there's no Din of Arvis by Noshim. And Memela, you're not going to be able to patter up your wife with Kiddush. Unless, he says, women are raven for men, but men are raven for women. That's what he says, Dogma Rav says, unless you're going to tie it that way. He says, the Chora, the Pashtas is, there's no din arvis at all by Nashim. And Memela, a man cannot patter his wife with Kiddush on Friday night. Allah Alamaitha. Memela, there's all types of etzes that are brought down, Kiveger. Say good Shabbos to your wife, so she says good Shabbos back. Memela, that's already your Makadish Shabbos. You ready? Maskir Shabbos, a shvach of Shabbos is good Shabbos, and Memela, that's patters up the chiyuv daraisa. It's only darabani. We have to ma'isa. Says Mekiva Eger, Alamakom, Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. He says that's not pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh under a Rosh that says that Noshim are not bechalal arvus. That means since they're not mechuyev, we're going on the tzad that they're not mechuyev midaraisa and birchas hamazon. A mitzvah that they're not mechuyev in, then they're not bechalal arvus. You can't be an arev for a mitzvah that you're not mechuyev in. The whole part is, since you're mechuyev also, and they're mechuyev, you're mechuyev to make sure that they're mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're bechlal not in the parsha of the bracha, then in chanami, then there's no din of arvus. But that's only kol kami not mechuyev. But if you're mechuyev adavar, kiddush, zecher not in the parsha. Says the Rav Kiva Eger, says the Prima Gadol and Reish Yosef, says the Yavitz, they all learn this way, but that's the Rosh, then in chanami. When the Rosh said that they're not bechlal arvus, it doesn't mean that Oshim are not bechlal arvus bechlal. Zecher not bechlal arvus. But the only bechlal arvus in the mitzvah that they're mechuyevin. Memela Friday night, a husband is mechuyev midarabanan, a wife is mechuyev midaraisa. There is a din arvus. Kaf the rosh, memela they can wait to them with the kiddush. Not a problem. A lechora, what's going to come out then would be that this shaila of that we just asked. What's the story? If can a man who ate a shir darabanan patter off his wife who ate a shir daraisa? On the tzad that she's mechuyev midaraisa, then lechura the man should be able to patter up. The answer is lechura it's tali in this machlekes between the Dogma Rvava and Rav Kiva Eger. According to the Dogma Rvava, that they're not bechlal arvus bechlal in the chanami, a man can patter up his wife in beruah zamalzin if she didn't share the rice and he didn't share the rabbanon. Mashenger, according to Rav Kiva Eger, on the tzad that they're mechuyev midaraisa in beruah zamalzin, then they're bechlal arvus, and the husband can patter up also. Remember, if we're going to be mekel, going to get the kiddush hayoyim. Which I think most people are making, when you get to Kiddush Yom, you'll be able to make also the Cherub and get to Birch Zamot.
Maybe Kimei
Gleish,
why doesn't he just say
the Kuchot? Yeah, you're right. According to that, that's another Eitzah to get out of it, even the D-Day. Even according to the Dogma Rav, the Cherub, there's a way to get out of it. Pashto. The Lechura, Samazai, our Noshim Bechlal, Mechuyev in, is there a din of Arvus by Noshim? Lechura, the Mashmois of Rashi and Tesis, Rashi in Nida and Tesis in Kedushin, is that they're talking about bechlal arvus.
The Gemara says, Koshin Girim ki Yisrael kisapachas. Girim are Koshin the Yisrael kisapachas. There's Kama Kama Pirushim. What does it mean that they're Koshin kisapachas? Yodua, Rabbi Avram Ger, Tesis brings down in Kiddushin, Rabbi Avram Ger says Pshat is that they're medactic more than Yisrael. Mele to tie on the client, so the medactic is more than Yisrael. Rashi brings down in Dr. Gimel Medbeiz in Nido that what does it mean, Koshin Yisrael? Koshin Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas, that they're not so medactic on the mitzvah, and Kol Yisrael, Kol Yisrael is a ravim for everybody. And Memela, Kol Yisrael gets patched when a Ger is a Makai in the mitzvah. Says Rashi, it's not true. How do I know? Because Mora says in Sarita Daf Lama Zayin Mubay that everybody in Klal Yisrael is Mechuyiv, became an Arev for 603,550 people. Says that's only the Shir of Klal Yisrael. That's not the Shir of Gir. That's not Gir, aren't included in that. And Mamela and Echanami, Lechur, the Napachal Arvis. That's the case. And Nashamas are Napachal Arvis. If that's the Raya, then Echanami, Nashamas are Napachal Arvis. Tesis says the same Bechajman and Kedushim. But Lamaisa, Lechur, La Alacha. It sounds like Reva, the Gdil Achrenim, learned that they are Bechlal Arvis in the mitzvahs that they're Mechuyivin. That's Shitas HaRosh. The Rosh Paskins La'alacha in the Shaila of Noshim Bebirch Zamazim Daraita Darabanan. It's a Sufik. Vayidleiv Shitas the Sufik. Memeila, Misafik, we have to be Choshish that they're not Chayiv Midaraiso. And Memeila Misafik, they can't pass up a man. The Rabban is Chirlik. The Rabban says no, they're Mechuyivin Midaraiso. It's a Vayidleiv Shito. It's a Vayidleiv Shita here. But it's not a Vayidleiv Shita later on. Later on, it's Mavur that Yehuda says, Remeir says, V'chalto v'savoto, V'chalto zu achilo, V'savoto zu shtio, achilo. How much is the shir achilo? Kizayin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chalto v'savoto, achilo sheyesh po shir svio. How much is that? Obeya. Mamela, he says, it's Mavur that later on in the Gemara, in Shlosh HaShachlu, it's Mavur that the shir chayv to be chayv midaraisa is in a kizayis or a kebeya. Less than a kezayis, not a mechuyiv, afilu midarabanan. But in a chanami midarais, it's a kezayis, you're mechuyivin, and memela, in a chanami, somebody that eats a sheer kezayis can patra up somebody that eats a sheer sviya, because even somebody that eats a sheer kezayis is chayim midarais. Factor Ramban, in Mohammed's Bayas, Factor Ramban, the Gemara says the lehedi not that way. The Gemara says that a katan who eats a sheer, a katan could be mevarech to patra up a ben could be mevarech to patra up his father. What's it talking about? He's going to achol shiur derabanan. Does it derabanan? Mapi derabanan. What's a shiur derabanan? There's no shiur derabanan according to the Ramban. Less than a kezayis, not a mechuyim derabanan. More than a kezayis, mechuyim deraisa. Memela says the Ramban. What's it talking about? When it says that isha is mevareches lebailo. It has to be that she's mechuyiv. If Isha can be mevareches lebailo, it must be that she's mechuyiv midaraiso. Because if she's not mechuyiv midaraiso, then she doesn't even have a chiyuv derabanan. As soon as she had a kezayis, she's mechuyiv midaraiso. And Mamela, that's why she can patra up her husband. If she's only mechuyiv midaraiso, she won't be able to patra her husband. But since it's paskin in Shloisha She'ochlu, that with a shir kezayis, you're chayiv midaraiso, Mamela, there is no shir bechlal. There is no shir bechlal that's not a chiv midarabanan. There's only a shir deraisa. It says that which it says that a ben is mevarech la'aviv is talking about a ben who's a gadol. A ben who's a gadol is allowed to be mevarech la'aviv. Aval tovim me'ira, that somebody who's 14 years old is giving mevarech for his father who's 35 years old and he doesn't ride a bench. But in a chanami, there is no such thing as a shir derabanan v'negeah to birchas hamazim. We're not gurus this at all. We're not gurus this at the end of the day. And he says, Bechlal, a katan, it doesn't pass at all. There is no chiv for a katan. He says, his lashon is, Chinuch mitzvah de'ovivu, ve'iu lav bar chiyuvu klal. Says the Rabban, mamash the same lashon as Rashi. He says that it can't be that a katan is, that when it says ben mevarach la'aviv, it's talking about a katan. Because the katan is not even mechuyiv midarabanan. It doesn't pass that he could patter up his father who ate a shir derabanan because he's mechuyim derabanan. A katan is not even mechuyim derabanan. Imam is bavarns the question that the Rishonim asked on Rashi. He says that katan is not mechuyim derabanan. It can't be that ben mevarach love is referring to a katan. Katan has no chiv whatsoever, even midarabanan. It must be talking about that he's a gadol. And in a chanami, he's allowed to be mevarach love, he's allowed to be maitim because he's a gadol.
what's the Tavi Meira? Tavi Meira, that his father doesn't know how to, he's 35 years old and he doesn't know how to, he doesn't ride a bench. But he says, in a Hanami, there's no such thing as a Shir Darabanan, women are Mechuyiv Midaraisa, the same way that Kota, Ben is Mevarech La'aviv, because they're both Chai Midaraisa, so too Isha Mevareches La'baila, because they're both Chai Midaraisa, and that's where they can patter them up. That's where you can patter them up. So, Kumtas, according to Ramban, that in a Hanami, he holds like Shitas Rashi, that there's a Chiv only on the father, there's no Chiv on the Kotan Bechlal. What does he do with the Gemara at the end? He takes it out. He deletes the Gemara at the end. He says, "Enachanami, it's Shalei Aliba Del Chasam." This Gemara doesn't. It's a Torah Sefer. He Giu B'Sorim. He says, but Enachanami, it's not Richtig because a Katan has no Chiyuv Midarabanan Bechlal. The male doesn't pass. Katan Da'achol Chiyuv Shir Darabanan. Dasi Darabanan. Mafi Darabanan. However, that's all fine in the Ramban. But Rashi says Lahedio that we're talking. Rashi has it says that we have that Kirsa. So what's Pshat? But that's Rashi. Chayim ready. Handle it, Rashi Yosef, and others. I thought you could say as follows, and that is that even if you learn that the chiyuv of the katan is only a chiyuv on the father, but there's a chiyuv midarabanan that the child should bench. You're right that there's no chiyuv that the son should bench. There's a chiyuv that the child should bench. Who's the chiyuv mutalon? The chiyuv is mutalon, the father. But this benching is a benching which is a benching of chiyuv. Dainu, what's the reason why we say Kol Shemi Mi She'ina Mechuyi Badaver Eini Moitiyas Rabbi Bidei Chayvasan? Somebody that's not Mechuyi Badaver can't patter up the Rabbi Bidei Chayvasan. Why not? This is Hagdama to the next Sugya Mitzvah Hashem of Shemei Karina, which is a big Sugya here. Kedivrei Shemei Karina. Lachora, even if somebody's not Mechuyi Badaver, why can't the person who's listening be Yotzei Al Shemei Karina? Shemei Karina means that when you hear the words that the person is saying, it's as if you're saying them yourself. So when a katan is saying words, or somebody that's not mechuyav b'davar is saying words, what's the difference that they're not mechuyav b'davar? The person that's listening to them has a din of shemei karina, and they should be tzkilu as if they're saying it themselves. L'chora the vart is that there's no shemei karina on a tape recorder. Let's say somebody presses a tape recorder, he records himself benching, and his MP3 player he plays it for everybody else, whoever wants to listen to it. And the whole afternoon is going, Baruch Adah Hashem L'kinah V'achlam Azana Tzayim K'lovi Tuvayim. Is there a Shemei Karina when he's listening to the recording? Her Zichar is not. Why not? Because that's not a benching B'chal. You're right, the words are there, but it doesn't have a Shem Bracha. It doesn't have a Shem Bracha because it wasn't said as a Bracha as a Bracha on benching. The it's not a person talking, it's a recording. B'chal not a benching. It doesn't have the Teikif of a Bracha. Only when it has the Teikif of a Bracha, Then a person could be might see somebody else. Then it has a din of Shemea Karina. The doesn't have a tekif of a kokam that there's no chiyuv. Then it doesn't have a tekif bechlal of a bracha. The meila, you could say that a katan, even though it says that a katan is not mechuyiv in the bracha, but there is a chiyuv derabanan that the katan should bench. You're right that the katan is not mechuyiv b'davar. Rashi never says, if you're Madaik and Rashi never says, Abu Bashuriki Haile Mechayim Elami Derabanan, Vilkach Asi Kotan Derabanan, Umapegadu. What does it mean, Kotan Derabanan? Kotan that his benching is a Derabanan, not that he's Mechuyiv Midarabanan. Rashi never says that the Kotan is Mechuyiv Midarabanan. I don't need that the Kotan should be Mechuyiv Midarabanan. I need that there should be a Chiv for the Kotan to bench. Once there's a Chiv for the Kotan to bench, Mamilad has the Toykif of a benching Mechlal. Has the takeoff of a benching, then Mamela, then there's the din of Shemei Karina. There's the din of Shemei Karina. And you could be mighty somebody else, Yidei Chavasan. You're right, in a Hanami, the katan is taken not Mechuyiv, Midarabanan. The father is Mechuyiv that the katan should bench. But now that the father is Mechuyiv that the katan should bench, there's a Chiv for this benching to be said by the katan. Once there's a Chiv for the benching to be said by the katan, Mamela, there's no reason that there can't be a Shemei Karina for to be somebody else to be Yitzhak. You're right, he's not a Mechuyiv B'davar. The only reason why you need a Mechuyiv B'davar is because you need to have a Toykif of a benching. Here I have a way that he's not a Mechuyiv B'davar B'etzim, but there's still a Toykif of a benching. Because Mechuyiv is Mechuyiv that benching should be said by the child, even though he's not Mechuyiv in the benching. Yeah. Rashi's saying that there he's talking about a Daraisa. There he's talking about a Daraisa. So you want to be Chayiv Al Tzadin of Arvis. There you're only able to be doing Al Tzadin of Arvis. L'chor, that's a din. Get into them, the chilukim between Arvis and Shemei Karina. What's the difference between Arvis and Shemei Karina? Arvis. What? Shemekarina works with Arvis. So why do I need a din of Arvis? You always have a din of Shemekarina. Shemekarina, but Pashas is only when you're Mechuyu Badavar. When you're Mechuyu Badavar, when two people ate, and one person wants to be Maitzi the second person, then you have a din of Shemekarina. Let's say one person didn't eat, and he wants to be Maitzi somebody else. That's what you need the din of Arvis for. When you're not Mechuyu Badavar, then you need the din of Arvis. Arvis makes you Mechuyu Badavar La'atzilei Minachet. But without the din of Arvis, you wouldn't be able to do it because you're not mechuyav medover b'asem. Here we have a din. Tana are not mechuyav medover. They're not a parish of Arvis b'chlal. But kol kama that he's mechuyav, there's a chiv derabanan. Of the din of derabanan, there's a din of shemei kareina. I don't need the din of Arvis. Of the din of shemei kareina, it can be mighty achem b'day chavasim. Could be that the person that's being gerit in a chanami has a. Maybe by a cut and they weren't mechayev, that should be kavana. The person that's listening, he has kavana. Ma'akev that it doesn't have a shame. It's getting to the gedarim of shemei karina. That's the truth. How you understand what shemei karina is? If you understand that kilos, if I mamash said it, then it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make whether or not he had kavana l'chayev. Kenzan. Yesh lion still. Rukiv Eger, the Gedele Achrayim Tzach are murder that it should still work out Tzur Kedibur. Zolzayin that there's no din of Shemei Koine. Ravina said, Amalei Ravina LeRava, Nashim Bevirach Zamazan Deraisa Derabanan. Lamai Nakemina, Lahit Lapuki Rabbi Yudei Chavasan, Kedibi Maitzi, Amen. Ravina, we'll see in the next Gemara, Amar Ravina, Zaysa Meres, Tzur Kedibur Dami. Ravina holds Tzur Kedibur Dami. So even if they can't be Maitzi, there's no din of Shemei Koine. And there's no din of Arvis by Nashim. But there should be a din of Hirakadibra, the person that's listening to the woman. I don't need a din of Shemei Karina. I have a din of Hirakadibra. I'm listening to her. L'chur, you should be Yaitse al din of Hirakadibra. We'll see. It's not so pashy. It could be that the whole din of Hirakadibra is only by Kriyashma. It's not by Birch HaZamazin. That will wait for the next sugya to see Bez Hashem. The last thing in the sugya, there's a third shita. We handled shitas. The Rosh holds that Birch Zamazin, it's a bayit leiv shita, maybe it's a suffix. The Ramban holds that it's a bayit leiv shita, b'mokam acher, d'chayim d'raiso. The Rabbeinu Yoino says that they're mechuyiv only midrabanon. Says Noshim are only mechuyiv in Birch Zamazin midrabanon. Sosam v'leiv pirish. Where did he get that from? L'chol apachas, if it's not a d'raiso like the Ramban, it should be at least a suffix d'raiso, like the Rosh, the Baal Amar, also goes that way. Where did he get it from that you're only mechuyiv midrabanon? So the truth is, you could be that when Rabbeinu Yehuda says that you're mechuyiv midrabanan, it doesn't really mean that the mechuyiv only midrabanan. It means that there's no chiyuv deraisa, and therefore they can't patur them up. Umay damin and the nashim chayav as the berachas amazin chiyuv derabanan. Ulefigach in a mitzias la nashim shach lo kidei tzviel. Maybe that's really all that he means when he says the chiyuv derabanan. Sounds like from the Bach and Kuf Peivav. That's who he learns with us, Rabbeinu Yehuda. That all he means to say is that it's derabanan that they can't be mighty a man who's chayim deraisa. But lav dafka is maybe it's a suffix deraisa betzem. However, if you look at the Beis Yosef in Simchat Peivav, he says lahedi. He says Rabbeinu Yehuda learns that it's only the derabanan. Rosh Yosef to Prima Gadam also says also that it's only the derabanan. He says where to get it from. He says he learned the Gemara was poishet the shaila from the Hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara says that I can bring a raya that Noshim are mechuy mideraisa. From the brayso of Bren Mivarek La'aviv, Isha Mivarekas La'baylo. Because how could Isha Mivarekas La'baylo if she's not Mechuyiv Midaraisa? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? And by Ben, how do you understand that? How could a Katan be Maitzi his father? It must be talking about that the Katan is ate a shir, he's Mechuyiv Midarabanan, and the father ate a shir Darabanan. And really, that's why he was able to be Maitzi him. And the same thing, the Gemara understood, the Rinian understood that's Mamash Adichuy from everything that we said before. And then you're right. Isha is talking about the same case. When the Gemara is madcha and says uletameh that by a katan, how could it be that he patters his father? It must be talking about that the father only ate a shir d'rabanan, and that's why the katan can patter him. That's also an answer for nashim. Also, the only way that isha is mevareches l'bayla is talking about whether her husband ate only a shir d'rabanan, and that's why she's allowed to patter him up. And the middle of matzkanas Gemara, it's only that case that isha is mevareches l'bayla, the same case that the katan is mevarech l'aviv that the father had a shir d'rabanan. That's the only case that isha is mevareches l'bayla. That the husband had a shir d'rabanan, and the maid of she's only mechuyiv midrabanan. That's the end of the Gemara. The dichoy of the tameich is really the pshita on the shayla of a woman mechuyiv midaraisa midrabanan, and the maid the pshita is that they're only mechuyiv midrabanan according to shita Rabbeinu Yehuda.
That's in the sugya a little bit. The halachos, siman ayin, not too many halachos. We're going to see Mirat Hashem, Sef Aleph, Beit, and Gimel. The Mechaber says, Siman Ayin, Minim, Epturim, Mikriyashma, Sef Aleph, Noshim, Valvadim, Epturim, Mikriyashma, Vnishu, Mitzvah, Nishu, 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 And he says, you're not mechuyah, but over, nochon alam them, you should teach noshim to be mekabel, omach shemayim. It's a good thing, similar to what we saw before, that somebody that missed kriyashma, bisman kriyashma, gimel shoyis, he should still say, nochin that he should say kriyashma to be mekabel, omach shemayim, mehem shechayim, even though he's not a mekayim, the chiv, the raiso, nochin alam them mekabel, omach shemayim. So Mr. Brewer here is marich, when we get to the rest of davening, we get to Shemayin Esrei, we'll get to Mirat Hashem and Simen Kuvav. When you get to the rest of the davening, the Mishnah Berurah says, what are women mechuyevin? The mechuyevin just about everything, says Mishnah Berurah. Birchas HaShachar, the mechuyevin. Pesuki de Zimro says, before from Akiva Egu, whoever is the chayiv, in Shemayin Esrei is mechayiv, Pesuki de Zimro. Not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says not that way. The mechuyevin, they're not mechuyevin, Birchas Kriyashma, the first two brachas Birchas Kriyashma. They're not mechuyevin Shema, but they should be, Nochan Alamdim. Smichas Gula Tvila, Dehainu Emes V'yativ, the Mechoyevin, Shmoneh Esrei, the Mechoyevin. We saw in Simen Mem Zayin in Hilchos Birchas Atero that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Bir Halacha that women are Mechoyevin Karbonas also. And that's why they're able to be Maitzi. Noshim, the Mechaber says, Noshim Mevarchas Birchas Atero says in Bir Halacha, Hatam Da Chayoves Lomer Adinin Shelehen, Voi Da Chayoves Lomer Parashat HaKarbonis, Moish Chayoves B'Tvila. Five also in Karbonis. Now, Lamaisa, Lalach Lamaisa, Rabbi Yashiv was asked in Chelak Aleph, in Kervitz Shuvas, Chelak Aleph, Simen Yud Dalet, he was asked by somebody, he says, I see many women that they come out, don't daven anything. And I see very many women that they daven a ton, much more than the Mechuyevin. Please tell me, what are they Mechuyev, Me'ikra Adin? No. Said Rabbi Yashiv, he says, Dorchayev in Birchas HaShachar, Birchas Atero, Parshas HaTomid, not all Karbonis, it's Parshas HaTomid, says, even men don't even know that they should say that. Out of all the Karbonis, the Chol Pachas Parshas HaTomid, you should say, Parshas HaTomid, Baruch Shomar, Ashrei Yishtabach, the first Parsha of Shema, Emes V'yatav Shemayin Esrei, and Mincho says also, and Meir, they weren't Mechabal themselves. Now that's the Aruch HaShulchan Be'etzim says that Noshem are not Mechuyiv in Pesukei de Zimra. Says they're not mechuyev in Pesukei de Zimra. He says if they want to, Yecholos loymar v'lomaloy v'lom yelichu lezamar l'Hashem k'mo yishasa mirim l'chol nashi Yisrael b'kriyas yamsuf. V'mezamar t'kodesh baruch hu for sure. But a chiyev, he goes like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that there's no chiyev in Pesukei de Zimra. They're not mechuyev in Pesukei de Zimra. L'chura, Rabbi Yashiv has in between. Rabbi Yashiv says l'chol apachas the ikar din Pesukei de Zimra, which is ma'akiv da'inu baruch shomar asher yishtabach. And that's how many women go, even if they're not marech to say the Zara Pesukei de Zimra, some daven the Zara thing, some daven everything, like he said. However, the Chol HaPachas, Ashrei, Baruch Shomer, Ashrei Yishtabach. With regard to Karbonis, it's on Nishe Yisrael, he says, Loi Nogu Loimar. Brings down from Marek Tziyah, from Yaivitz, that is Matmiah, Bechlal, those that say that they're Mechuyiv in it. He says that they Bechlal didn't have any Esek in the Karbonis, they didn't have a Chelik in the Karbonis. He says they're not Mechuyiv. He doesn't say, he doesn't mention about that. What Yashu said about the Talmud is not it. But Musaf is a big shaila that will seem Kiva Eger Bechlal. Musaf is only people that gave Shkolim, the Chari didn't give the Shkolim. And I can't say Noshim are not Nechuyiv in Musaf. Bechlal, it's not Rachim Yininu. The Gemara says the only reason Noshim are Nechuyiv is because Rachim Yininu, not Rachim Yininu. That's Acharinim. The Yavitz talks about it in Zagoyis. But Klape, the Karbonis, Lamais, the Minig is, says that most women do not say Karbonis. I haven't yet heard of women that do say Karbonis. But there's always, I'm sure, a Yetzim in a Klal. With regard to Kriyashma, I think most women do say Kriyashma, whether they say all three parashiyas, I don't know. There's a shayla whether or not Lachar, the Mechuyev to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what he says, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechuyev to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Mechuyev to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Mechuyev, so really, the Mechuyev to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mechuyev to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mechuyev to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, since the Mechuyev to Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Mechuyev to Tamash Menefse, so you have to be Mas Mechagul Tzvila of saying Emes V'yatziv.
The shayla is, if they have to be masking to Mitzrayim, it's obviously the same Shema. Should we just say Shema and say Parshas Vayomer? L'chura, Mitzvara makes a lot more sense to say Vayomer than to say the bracha. Why say a bracha against the stuffing of a bracha of Atala if they're not mechuyivin? If they're mechuyivin, you're masking to Mitzrayim, but not bad to mechuyivin, emes v'yatsiv. So say Vayomer. So Nisha Yisrael, they bring down from some of the achrayim that were more that heard that that's what they should say. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says once they were matal the chiyuv of a woman to mask it to then they kick into the regular chiyuv of the rest of Klal Yisrael to say the bracha of emes v'yatsiv, and b'meila they're allowed to say that bracha. B'meila l'chera ledino, it would come out that women should say birch zatero, birch zashachar, b'ash zatamid is a good thing to say. I don't know that everybody's makbar on that. Can then it's nichlan the karbonis that the meaning is not to say. Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, the first parasha of Shema. Bechatchila, I think Shlomo Zalman says that women are noyik to say all three parashas of Shema, Emes V'yatziv and Shmein Esrei. Now this is talking about women who have time to daven. What are they mechuyevin? A woman that doesn't have time to daven, then that's already a whole different story. That's a different story of people that don't have.
Yeah, but Isha does not say the segment
their
parasha
of
Kriyat Shema, but they say
Emes V'yatzev,
then they have to say
Emes V'yatzev,
right? Not
V'yatzev. Yes, they should start from Emes V'yatzev, L'chur. Even though we saw that somebody that said the Pashtun, yes, L'chur, that's the beginning of the brachas, Emes V'yatzev. You should start from Emes V'yatzev. The Klar, L'chur, is not, now it's not a bracha smuka l'chavir to. It's not a bracha smukha l'chavrto because they didn't say the first two brachas. So the Rajba holds, the Miri holds that the bracha is avarabba. Somebody that's not, doesn't make the bracha smukha l'chavrto says bracha ta Hashem before him. Unless we don't pass in that way and we do say emes v'yatziv, we say v'yatziv and achri, and the. And therefore. They should say, this is all talking about, like you said, someone that has time. Just with regard to the aura that was just made, we saw at the end of Simon Samach Vav. That it says somebody that didn't have enough time. Mishu anes v'dochik ve'in le'pinay l'spal mi'arach kriyashma yikri kriyashma ad emes yamtin loymer shara bracha achi spal does yomer v'yatzev enochin v'yispal. Person that has to stop after shema, and then in chanami when he continues later on he starts on v'yatzev enochin. For some reason it doesn't say you should stop before emes. You're not saying emes v'yatzev anymore. The only time that we say emes is because you're going to say emes v'yatzev. You're not going to say emes v'yatzev. You don't have to say emes. Later on they should start from emes v'yatzev. For some reason, he puts emes together with the vayomer. It starts vayatzev. When you start later on, 2 hours later, when you say the bracha, you start from vayatzev. For some reason. Alright. Either way, l'alach l'maisa l'chur, that's what nashim are mechuyevin. That's talking about, as we said, someone that has time. If they don't have time, what are they mechuyevin? Bepashtis, what they're mechuyevin? That will see. 1 second. Bepashtis, they have a ptur. They have a ptur. Like any other person that's Isaac, let's say somebody's Isaac Betzarchi Tzibur, he also is Mechuyev. But since he's Isaac, so therefore he's Pater. We'll see in Simin Kuvav, in the Magen Avraham, he says, according to the Rambam, that Noshim are only Mechuyev to say a Bakosha and a Hoidoh, Shevach Hoidoh. The Mela, the Chura with Birch HaZater, you already Mekayim that. Moed Ani is not enough, it's only a Shevach Hoidoh, but it's not a Bakosha. To say something, Elekain Shamo, Shinasatibi, that's also, that is a Bakosha and a Hoidoh. That would be enough, and that's at least that the mechuyev of the chiyuv d'oraisa. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa by Noshim. That's also chiyuv. What? Tefila, the anachanami, everything else, maybe they're not mechuyev. That's enough. We'll see, we'll get up to that. We'll get up to that, we'll leave that for there. I didn't want to get into it now.
Second
brother
of Krishna
is Rachmi,
no?
It's not the Rachmi of Birchus, it's not the Rachmi, Rachim, Rachim Aleinu. But it's not the Rachami that the Chazal were referring to, that it's Bakosha's Chayesho. That we're asking for Parnosa, we're asking for Rufur, we're asking for Gula, we're asking for all those things. That's what they're Mesakim. The Iker, the Bracha of second Bracha, is the Bracha on Tero, the male that's really not so shy to Noshim.
like the rest of Shemayin Ezra is. No, they're allowed to, that the Mishnah Berurah says, that they're allowed to say, they're allowed to be machayev themselves in any bracha, even though l'chora, if it's a birchas mitzvah, it's not machayev in, especially according to, I saw the Kaf HaChaim, I think, says, even women who are tzvardim, that are not to be, when they machayev a mitzvah, that they're not machayev, they don't make a birchas mitzvah. They take lulav, they don't make a birchas mitzvah. Nevertheless, they're able to make a birchas, let's say the first two brachas, of Yetzer Hara and Avarava. Not everybody holds that way. Maybe they shouldn't make the brachas. It's a big chiddush, because the pashas is that they're not mamash of the mitzvahs. You don't say Asher Kedishon with the choice of, and maybe the chiddush shouldn't be an issue even for women to say it. I haven't heard that women who are tzvayim them don't say that, but I can't say I'm bakam. That's with regard to Chiyuv Noshim in Kriyashma. The Bach holds that women are mechuyev to say the first pasuk. L'chora, according to him, that's also Baruch Shem Kvayin Bachusoy Leilom Vayesh. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Zichur, Noshim are mechuyev in Yichud Hashem, but they're not mechuyev to say Shema. They're mechuyev to be Meister Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shalayim. But, Einan Chayav is Bikriya Shema, Ela Lahamin Bozeh, Velimitzer the Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. That's L'chora, L'maitza for Noshim. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Tanim, he passes halacha lemaisa like Rashi that be'etzem ketanim are potter. However, roi linik rabbeinu tam to that they should be margal them in to mechanech them in kriyashma. Now, L'chor, there's two different dinim over here. There's the din, like the Goyin says over here, that there's a din to teach them to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, like you teach them Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's a din even as soon as they could talk, even way before their Higi L'chinuch, 2 years old. As soon as they could talk, that's what you should teach them. Al the din of Kriyashma, that's like the Mishnah Berurah says, when Kibar Shis, Kibar Sheva, when they're 6 or 7 years old, each one Lefum Chorfei, when he's able to say it, then be marking them to say Kriyashma. The Maisa and Cheder and Chadorim, these places, they tell kids from the time that they're 2 or 3 years old in the morning, what they daven in the morning, Teretz Yivalon Umayshe, Reshus Chachma, Shema Yisrael Shem Gizem Echad. That's basically what they teach them. And by the time that they're 6 and 7, then they're already saying Shema. Also, the Maisa, that's how most people do it. The Chiyuv, however, they're not Mechuyiv, even if they're going to be Nochel Lelamdom, but they're not Mechuyiv Dafka in the Zman Kriyashma. However, however, I don't think that Lamaisa, I think the Pachacha says that Namachuim, at least by Noshim, some say by Ketanim also, I'm pretty sure that the Isha Yisrael passes Allah Lamaisa, that from the Achrayim, that they're not Machuim Dafka Bizman Kriyashma. Lamaisa, most schools are not Makbid that the kids should learn Kriyashma. School, Chedu starts at 8:30, half the year. By the time they get up to Shema, it's ready after the second Zman of Kriyashma. They're not Makbid Dafka. I don't think people are Makbid so much. The Chinuch, on the Pratim of the Mitzvah, not so medactic. It's a big shayla when you get the Chinuch. What do you have to be Mechanechin? You're in Zichr, you're not allowed to give your child a lemon, al tadin Chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah is Mitzadin that if it's not his, it's not Lechem, then it's not a problem. You have the Cheft of the Mitzvah, even if you don't have the Pratim of the Mitzvah, that's okay. The Mila, so too with Kriyashma. If you have the Cheft of the Mitzvah, even if you don't have the Pratim of the Mitzvah, Ken Zayin, that's okay. When he gets up to Yud Beis, then Zichr, that he's Mechuyim Midino, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down, 12 years old, then Zichr also bin Igeya to the Zman Kriyashma and all the other Pratim. Fifth Gimel, Akrenis is a Vesula Pratim in Kriyashma, Shleish Yamim, Gimel Yasa Maesim, they should Torah Tzir the Mitzvah. Vani Mili Bizmani Rishinim, Val Achshov Shegam Shar Bnei Odom Einu Mechamnim Koroi, Gam Akrenis of Vesula, Kurd. Vani Lachamantim Tzaditim, Linin Shikr. Mishnah Berurah says it's 3 days and 4 nights. Lefa'amim yitzur arba yamim kigayim nichnas lechuba b'yom revi ad shleikara kriyash mashal shachris pata arba yamim. If he gets married on Wednesday in the morning before shachris, before he's laying kriyashma, then he's pata 4 days. I'm just asking Pashup Shah, how did he get married before davening shachris, before kriyashma? L'chor it's mutl on him, it's chayiv, unless he started before alayt shachar, it's mutl on him, he's chiv daraisa. He's not do anything before he's makayim chiv daraisa. It's not a shayla. It's not a sonagel maisa because no one gets married. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Even if it would be Negel Maisa, we pass in that a chosin is not part of Rim Krishma, and Mameila is Chayiv. Where is this halacha? Yes, Negel. I saw a chiddush in Rishlam Zalman, and Halicha Shlomo. Rishlam Zalman said, declares, what happens, it's not so, I don't think it's such an uncommon scenario. What happens if a chosin forgets to daven Marev on the night that he gets married? Not so schwer. Everybody daven Marev after the chuppah. The chosin is no yichru. There's no, he forgot to daven Marev. And his chosin is over at 2 o'clock in the morning. If he has mitzvah tans, whatever. It could be that he already can't daven by the time he's finished the chosin. What's the story? Is there a chiyuv tashlumin finigah to that Marev that he missed or not? He declared, he says, L'chora, since me ikra din, their potter, remember L'chora, there should be no din tashlumin. Kenzan, bizmanenu, they made a chiv already. It's interesting, the lashon of the mechaber, it doesn't say chayiv. It says kuri. It doesn't say chayiv. And they bring that on the bottom, that halach l'maisa, hura pam, rabbeinu, l'chotan echor, b'chi agavno, shaloi l'spal tfilas tashlumin. Since l'maisa is potter, mele he tagged that in a chanami, a chotan would not be mechuyiv in tfilas tashlumin. We have a lot to do, Rabbi Isai. Zman Kotzer, Mamalacha Meruba, you have a lot to learn, and Bezor Hashem, to be able to finish up Kuvav, to be able to go weiter. After Kuvav, for those of them that finished already, we're going to have another day or so to finish Kuvav. After that, the Oilem should go weiter from the Mishnah till Chof Aleph Amed Bez the Tudat. Bezor Hashem.